USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Pope Francis is repeating his call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In his Angelus prayer at the Vatican today, the Pope also called for Hamas to release Israelis that it's holding as hostages. And he called on the world to continue providing aid to the besieged Palestinian enclave of Gaza. In an emotional appeal for a ceasefire, Pope Francis said, "War is always a defeat." A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity.
According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022, marking an increase of over 10 million from the prior year. In response to the findings, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed his strong dissatisfaction in a press release. Among the households dealing with food insecurity, more than 13 million include children. I'm John Schaefer.
The former vice president will not be running. In a surprise announcement during a speech at a Republican-Jewish coalition event on Saturday, Mike Pence has dropped out of the race for the 2024 U.S. presidential election, as the former VP has struggled to mobilize support and boost flagging poll numbers. Pence's withdrawal could mark the start of a thinning of the herd of contenders, with several candidates still polling in single digits, behind Donald Trump with more than 50% support, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in second place with 14%. Pence has just 3.8% support in the Republican primary race. The suspected shooter in last Wednesday's shooting spree in Lewiston, Maine, Robert Card, may have left a note behind. Maine Department of Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschuk describes the contents.
It's a note to a loved one, and is saying that this is the passcode for my phone, this is the bank account numbers. I wouldn't describe it as a explicit suicide note, but the tone and tenor was that the individual was not going to be around and wanted to make sure that this loved one had access to his phone and whatever was in his phone.
This is USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Health insurance, unaffordable for a majority of those people in the United States right now.
More than 50% of Americans, including those with employer-sponsored insurance, find health care costs challenging. A Commonwealth Fund survey reveals that even for those who bought their own insurance, such as on the Affordable Care Act marketplaces, 57% face difficulties paying for health care this year. The study indicates that expenses are causing many to forego necessary medical care, with nearly 40% reporting they skipped treatment or prescription drugs in the past year due to financial constraints. I'm John Schaefer.
Fans of Matthew Perry have been gathering outside the apartment building where Friends was filmed to leave flowers for the late actor. The Grove Street building in Lower Manhattan was used as the exterior for the famous TV location, and fans have been lighting candles outside the building since learning of Perry's death. The news broke Saturday night that the Emmy-nominated actor had been found dead in his Los Angeles home. An investigation into his death is underway. Former President Trump came out swinging last night in Las Vegas, calling President Biden a crook who's seeking to imprison him.
Until he indicted me, I never talked this way. But now I say gloves are off. You know, he started a precedent.
The former president continues to enjoy a sizable lead in most GOP polls for president. The Texas Rangers wasted no time tying the World Series at one game apiece Saturday night, handing the Arizona Diamondbacks a 9-1 loss in Arlington, Texas. Game 3 is slated for Monday night in Phoenix, with the first pitch set to be thrown at 8:03 p.m. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.